I definitely work out loud. I read out loud when I'm working on poems. And it's most convenient when I'm at home, and not in a public place, but I'll do it even in public. I have to have some kind of experience, some sonic experience of the poem as I'm writing. And, it's almost this inexhaustible process. The dog will groan, and I realize, wow, I've been doing this for 2 hours, working on a line and reading it out loud and out loud again and changing it. And I think, for me, of course, there's that the organization of thought on a page, line by line. So much of, the organization of a hoped-for comprehension is tied up in sound for me. The pacing of a poem is the manipulation of comprehension. In what time do I hope other people to comprehend this piece? What happens when the poem begins to lope? What happens when it breaks and stops or falls apart? What does that say about the matter of the poem? I think that's really interesting, and I have to read it. I have to read it out loud in order to understand those things better. I have to work out loud. And also, I guess, pacing and sound, those are two of the major organs of a poem for me. And so, yes, and when I was a kid, 7th, 8th grade, I would always read I would read everything out loud. Poetry, novels, literally the whole book I would read out loud. And I think, too, just the pleasure of language in the mouth is so important to me. And so all of that is tied up in the process of, making a poem for me.